We appreciate you giving us some of your valuable time to join us in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And you made a great decision because our guest, Jimmy Barrow. That's right, father of Joe. He's been with us many times, a great guest, and he's got a lot of good things to talk about. The Joe Barrow Foundation is doing a lot of tremendous things. A big golf tournament coming up on Monday, June 5th over at Coldstream Country Club is going to be raising a lot of dollars. If you want to get involved with the foundation, joeburrow.org is how you can find out how to be part of the Joe Barrow Foundation. Get on board. They're helping a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And we're also going to talk about the quarterback, Joe Barrow. And Jimmy knows him better than anybody. Jimmy himself, great football player, great coach for a number of years. He's got himself a special one at the quarterback position for the Cincinnati Bengals. Number 9, Joey B. Thanks for joining us in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And we've got a real, real good friend of our show, Jimmy Barrow, the man, the legend, Joe Burrow's dad, right?
I like your introduction, Dave, but the legend is stretching a little.
We certainly do appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you. Just got off the golf course, so yeah. Look a little rough and like the golf course beat me up, which it did. So I'm ready to go.
It's funny. Just today, I was in the locker room for the Bengals workout, post-workout, and I was talking to your son. I said, Joe, how's the golf game? He goes, well, he said, you know, I'm it's not where I want it, but he said, I know if I put some time into it, I know I can be pretty good. I don't want to invest playing two or three times a week, you know, all right?
I don't know that he's played any. He has a nice set of golf clubs, and he needs to probably take a lesson, but, you know, he doesn't have probably the patience for that. And but one of these days, I bet he'll be pretty good. It's just a matter of time.
I'm telling you, I look at that. I mean, he's long, you know. I can see him leveraging that swing using those levers pretty good.
He can hit it a mile, and just who knows where it's going right now. But, right. So he can make contact. That's a good start.
No question. I bet he does. I bet he rips that thing. So with that said, since we're talking golf, tell us about the golf tournament coming up this Monday, June 5th at Coldstream Country Club. It's a tournament for the Joe Barrow Foundation. Fill us in on what's going on there, sir.
Well, it's the first real major other than first major Ohio fundraiser that we've had as far as involving Joe and involving our family and trying to get as many people as we can to participate. We had a great fundraiser at the LSU spring game. So we did a lot of good down there, and this is really the first one here. So it's a lot going on, but we have we sold out the foursomes within a day. So that's all good. Looks like Bill Hammer is going to be our MC. You know, he's a friend of mine, a friend of the Bengals, and a friend of yours.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. So you know, it's going to be fun. We got a little get together that night. Got an auction, and it's a great way to not only have fun and to certainly raise money and support the Joe Barrow Foundation.
No question. Coldstream Country Club, it's impressive. It's an impressive layout, no question about that. And then Joe Marinick at his house that night. Where do you see that house, Jimmy? Woo! Man,
it looks like, I've seen it. It looks like a castle, so I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, he's got a view of the Ohio River that just won't quit. And, you know, Joe is very philanthropic guy, and it's good that's going on. Looking forward to that on Monday, June 5th. What else is going on? I guess you've got the Do Good Shirt competition. Yeah. that goes June 6th.
People really responded to that the first time around, and Amy Floyd, our executive director, does a great job, and Joe is involved with the Where I'm From people. They're actually, I'm pretty sure, could be wrong, but the two main owners are Ohio University Bobcats, so we like that. And the LSU fans are always up for competition, just like the Bengal fans in Ohio. So we did a lot of good the first time. And, as the T-shirt say, everybody has a responsibility to do good. And we think anybody involved with buying these shirts, they're doing good. So we're excited about it. Raised a lot of money the last time. And anytime, once again, you can have fun, whether it's a golf tournament, a spring game, or competition like that to raise money for a good cause, then it's a lot of fun.
No doubt. Boy, I mean, your son made such an impact, continues to make such an impact in Baton Rouge and Cincinnati. It's incredible. It really is. Anything else to make mention of with the Joe Burrow Foundation? Jimmy, I know you guys have done some great things for some families already.
Yeah. First of all, anybody that's willing to donate, joeburrow.org, you can get on that website and see some of the things we've done, some of the things we're trying to get done. We've helped families, 20 of them there at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. We've paid off some bills so that some people at one of the high schools there in Cincinnati, that the kids weren't able to receive their diplomas because they had had outstanding balances. We were able to do that, and so we're doing some things that are publicized, some things that are kind of under the radar. But that's kind of Joe's deal. He doesn't like to just go out there and promote everything and say we're doing this and that, but there's a lot of good things going on with the foundation. People are super supportive, and it's only going to get better from here.
Boy, it's amazing. I mean, Joe is doing great things with the foundation that you're obviously a big part of, and Sam Hubbard's got a foundation. Ted Karras has a foundation. I mean, there's a lot of philanthropic Cincinnati Bengals players. I mean, the organization is very blessed in that regard, that the players are giving back to their respective communities.
Yeah, I think Zach and the front office, they've done a great job of not only drafting and signing great football players, but that there's a lot of character involved in the people that they sign and draft, and that's important to them. They do a lot of research, and then that's what you end up with is guys with foundations, guys willing to help people in Cincinnati, guys willing to help people in their hometowns, and that makes the football team stronger, I think, when you have that kind of people. The culture is set in the locker room because of that character, and it helps to win football games. Sometimes you say, well, it's just about all talent. Well, there's a lot more that goes into it, Dave, as you know, and culture and character is a big part of that.
No doubt about it. You know all about that, coaching as well as you had for so many years, and playing yourself at the professional level too. And I mean, it's great when the players and the community and the organizations in the community all start to bond. I mean, that's all really good stuff. There's no question about that. Let's talk about your son for a little bit, man. Yep. Joe's been working hard. I'm looking at Joe and he's like, looks swole to me, man. I mean, he's put on some good mass. I mean, productive mass.
He's always been into lifting weights, probably more so than maybe most quarterbacks. Dak Notestein does a great job. That's his personal strength coach. And then the Bengals, take over once the different phases start, like it did a few weeks ago, and they push him forward even more. He's got where he doesn't like gaining and being really 220 or so. So he's conscious of his weight. He eats good. And then with the weightlifting and the fact that he's been healthy in the off season, at least up until this point, you know, that's what you end up getting is a strong guy that's in shape and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, he looks really, really good. I knock on wood. I mean, the football gods better be kind to him, because, man, I think he probably looks and feels as good as he's ever looked and felt this time of year in his professional career, right?
I think so. I mean, he's always in shape. Probably this time last year, he might have been similar. But then, you know, a few weeks later or a month later, the emergency appendectomy really set him back.
Yep.
I think it caused some issues early in the season. But the one good thing about Joe is he likes lifting. He likes training. That's what Joe does. And if he's healthy, then he puts a lot into it. And he's been healthy so far this year.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a guy that is more competitive than your son. I mean, he's quietly competitive, though. I mean, you know, he is so controlled. I mean, the controlled competitiveness is just that's a tough thing to balance sometimes, right? I mean, he has a perfect balance of that, controlling himself, but uber competitive as well.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is competitive, always has been. He loves winning, and he doesn't like losing. So, you know, that's probably for a professional athlete, that's a good thing. But he certainly understands that, you know, here and there you're going to lose some games. But he's surrounded too by my understanding, a lot of competitive guys, and that's what you need to be able to succeed in the NFL. I mean, he competes at ping pong. We have these little electronic Yahtzee games or whatever, pool. He doesn't like to lose in those either. So that carries over onto the football field.
You know, we were just talking with Logan Wilson here a little bit ago, and he's healthy. You know, he had the torn labrum, and
yep,
he feels as good as he's felt in a while. Sam Hubbard, he said his body feels as good as it's felt in a while. Joe is back to the situation where, like you said, prior to the appendicitis, you know, where he was. And it just, knock on wood again, if this football team can stay healthy on top of everything else that it's got, I mean, we know that's the variable nobody can control, is that injury variable. And if the football gods are kind, no telling what can happen this year.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job of creating depth too, because you are going to have some injuries. You just hope that they don't all hit you at the same time, maybe like it did in the playoffs last year. But there's right. Depth pretty much all over the place, offensively and defensively. And, you know, you can't play as many games and as physical of a game as the NFL is to not have injuries. And people are going to have to step in and step up. And that's all part of it. You know, the guys that came in there last year did a great job. You know, the Buffalo game was a great example of guys coming in and all of them performed great. And you hope that doesn't happen, but I think they're prepared for it in case a guy goes down here and there or misses a game or two. You just don't like to lose a whole bunch of them, like right before the playoffs, like we did last year.
Right. Right, no doubt about it. Well, seeing Irv Smith Jr., what he shows out there, OTAs, I know it's shorts and pretty soon shorts and T-shirts, helmets will be donned here next week, but it's the early stages of football. But just watching what he brings to the table in terms of size, speed ratio, and those kind of things. They drafted another couple of wide receivers for Joe, and sign Irv as a free agent at the tight end position. Hayden Hurst did move on, but is Joe talked to you at all about these new weapons at all, Jimmy?
Yeah. And just briefly, I mean, he likes Irv. He says he runs great routes. He's got speed. Certainly you don't know anything about blocking ability until you get on pads and those type things. But I think he's been impressed with Irv, from my understanding. And then, really all the guys that were drafted, he says is they've fit in and done a good job. And, you need those guys to step up and once again, whether it's the draft choices, creating depth as backups or special teams. And then, of course, Irv, you know, you're counting on him to do the same things that Hayden did and have a great year. And he's capable of it. I think he's had some injury problems over the years. Joe played against him, I think, in 2019 at LSU when it was at Alabama, and he was a big part of that Alabama team. So you know he's talented, you know he's tough, and being from Alabama, you know he's one of those ultra competitors, or you know you don't survive with Nick Saban. So he's got a good background, and I think he's going to be have a big year for us.
Talking about Irv Smith Jr., the wide receivers that were drafted, the defensive backs that they drafted in the early stages of the NFL draft can all run. I mean, this football team has outstanding overall team speed. You, as a coach that had great success for a great number of years, how valuable is overall team speed? Yeah. I mean, can you put a price tag on that, or is it priceless?
Well, you know, you got to have some other traits, characteristics other than just speed, but that's right. That if you don't have speed, then none of the other things matter really in the NFL. So I think they put a premium on speed and really all their draft choices offensively and defensively. So certainly the more speed you have on the field, the more opportunities that you have to be explosive on really both sides of the ball. So impressive so far, and then you know, the next step, putting on pads, seeing if they can block and tackle and catch going across the middle and those type things. Dave, you know, everybody looks pretty good in shorts and T-shirts, but everything that you know, I've read and I understand, all those guys are capable of doing well once we get on the pads also.
Right. I mean, I've seen over the years some underwear ball All-Americans that might not be. Might not be once you get all the pads on, but a lot of times it does translate. You know, it's and then speaking about special teams, Darren Simmons, when you have great team speed, it trickles down to special teams. And my question to you, Jimmy, is what do you think about this fair catch rule? I mean, why don't they just, you know, just take away the kickoff return and put the ball at the 25-yard line? That's basically what they're doing anyway, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you can fair catch it in college, and so I'm sure supposedly all of the rule changes or a majority of them are for safety issues, but I don't know. Just once again, reading between the lines, and I read things like everybody else. I'm not sure the head coaches were on board with that, but you know, the owners can make those decisions unilaterally, and in, at least in their minds, it's in the best interest of the game. But it'll be interesting. I've seen other leagues, you know, trying to do some different things with the kickoffs. So you know, it's a work in progress. But the kickoff can certainly affect a ball game positively and negatively. And special teams and special teams players are a big part of that kickoff and kickoff return team. So takes a little away from the game, I think, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the commissioner usually doesn't take things to vote with the owners until he knows by researching prior to the actual vote that it's going to pass the way he wants it. The way he wants it to go, that's when he takes it to ballot, you know, so he knew that. He knew that was gonna pass fair catching, putting the ball at the 25-yard line. It's gonna be an interesting adjustment, that's for sure, man. I'll tell you. So, the one thing that continues to amaze me about Joe is how quickly this guy can process football information. I'm sure information overall. He's a very intelligent guy. I mean, he's got a high IQ, obviously, but his football IQ, as we've talked about, is mensa, mensa, mensa. I mean, he sees it and processes it so fast. It's amazing.
Yeah, it kind of always has. I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things. Some people are able to do that, and not just football, but other sports and other jobs, I think. And he's He's always been fortunate that if you show him something, he's able to process it. And it's one thing to take it from the meeting room to the football field, which he does great, and then to take it to the real game is really probably what separates the great players from the really good players. He knows coverages. He knows tendencies, and a lot of that, as I've always said, goes back to preparation, not only Joe's, but his teammates, and then also, those offensive coaches that show him what he's looking for. And once he knows, then that speeds up his ability to process for sure.
The thing that it is also so admirable about him is his composure. I mean, even when if he gets hit late or a cheap shot or whatever, he might get up and bark a little bit at an official, but he never loses his mind. He never tries to show up an official. He never tries to embarrass anybody. He just plays ball. I really admire that about him too. I mean, he just, let's line up. Let's go after it again. I mean, he's going to have like a reaction. I mean, he's a human being. If he gets hit late or whatever the case may be, or there's a terrible call, terrible blown call, but he's always composed about it. He never blows up, he's unique that way.
Well, I think that's what he thinks and knows his role is as a leader to not show, those kind of emotions that are negative. So, what good does it do to throw a fit or something at the official or whatever, you need to be moving on to the next play. And I think, his teammates see that and they act accordingly, like, Joe just had a late hit, but it's time for the next play. And if he's ready to go, then we're ready to go. But, that's what leaders do. And that's what a quarterback has to do, show toughness, show composure, show the ability to move past those type things and to move on to the next play.
No doubt about it, Jimmy. You've raised an unbelievable football player, but most importantly, an amazing human being. And what you guys are doing as a family, the Joe Burrow Foundation, is extraordinary. And best of luck with the golf tournament coming up on Monday over at Coldstream Country Club. Continue to do all the good that you guys are doing in multiple communities, Cincinnati, Baton Rouge, and others. And you're an extraordinary family, and we thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, Dave. And you have a good summer, and I'm sure we'll be in touch and see each other down the road. Thanks a lot.
Hit them long and straight.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.